Discover God's purpose for your life as you listen to the words of Prophet Jones Kosinah, founder and senior pastor of God's Haven Ministries, the Terror Church. Prophet Jones focuses on training, equipping, and empowering individuals to discover, develop, and maximize your God-given gifts and purpose. And now, listen to this message by Prophet Jones Kosinah.
And if you are very observant, you will realize that things come and go. Things come and go. Amen. I said things come and do what? And go. Some few years back, there was this iPhone phone, which is very small. Is it iPhone what? 4. Very small. Now we don't see it in the system again. Amen. So it is a clear indication that things come and go. I said things come and do what? And go. Some years back we used to have, you know, like togas. Is it very big? If the person is coming, you see the trousers, the mouth is very big. As if it's looking for some grass cutter to catch. Hello? But some way, somehow, that thing too has passed. Amen. Are you still with me? There are many things that we used to cherish, but today we don't cherish them anymore. As a matter of fact, when you wear those things, you will be considered as old school. Then it will tell you that you don't know what's up. Hello? True or not true? So it's a clear indication that things come and go. But the only thing that has been in existence for a very long time is the Word of God. It is relevant yesterday and it's still relevant today. And it will be relevant tomorrow. What a blessing. Even school, what we used to study some years back, today we don't study those things anymore. So things come and go. Amen. Is it a blessing? Things come and go. So the very things that we used to study some years back, today we don't study them anymore. There are some books that we have read in time past, today we don't read them anymore. So which is a clear indication that things come and go. But the only thing that have stayed to date has to do with the Word of God. It's still relevant yesterday, today, and it will still be relevant tomorrow. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is somebody here? The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. Look at it in John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. You see, the Word was there in the beginning. Continue. Verse 3. All things were made through him. You see, the Word is a person. The Word is a person. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. What a blessing. Continue. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That word was the light and the life of men. You see, which means that when you embrace the word of God, it brings life unto you. When you embrace the word of God, it brings light unto you. If your ways are darkened, you have to check the kind of word inside you. Because the Bible made us to understand that the word of God, it brings light and it brings life. Listen, words are very powerful. Hello, are you still with me? Words are very, very powerful. As you are sitting here right now, one call can change your countenance. Hello? It can make you to be excited. It can also make you to be sorrowful. Oh, yes. That is why I have decided to listen to what will bring me life. It's not everything that I listen to. It's not everything that I want to watch. Because words are powerful. Turn to somebody and tell the person that words are powerful. Amen. Decide today to listen to words of life. And there's nothing better and refreshing than the word of God. Amen. Oh, yes. When you are down and you listen to the word of God, it brings refreshing. Oh, yes. Yeah. Our world today is some way. And you have to decide to love the word of God. The word of God is very powerful. I'm just trying to prepare you to love the word of God. Yes. Because the word of God is powerful. Amen. Look at verse 5. And the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Is it a blessing? Anytime the light shows off, darkness disappears. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was wavering over the face of the waters. Are you here? The Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters. Verse 3. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Words are powerful. Words has the ability to create. Whatever you want to see tomorrow, whatever you want to experience tomorrow, you have to create them by the words of your mouth. When you keep on saying, you will die, you will die, You will die. I can assure you, you will die. Hello? One time the Lord told the Israelites, what you spoke unto me, that is what I will do. And what were they saying in the wilderness? They said they will die. They will say they will die. Hello? I'm talking about the now in Numbers. You know, Numbers chapter 14 or so. Numbers chapter 14 or so. They said they were in the wilderness. And then said, we will die, oh. We will die, oh. Moses, you have brought us here. You have brought us here to kill us. We will die, oh. We will die, oh. And the Lord said, as you have spoken into my ears, so I will do unto you. And indeed, they died. Indeed, they died. Are you still with me? Fawa no ekan sampa. Bele mo da nu o yue sane papa. O fa no ye bien eh? Me bede. Eh? Ka o onu. Ekblo nyan ek papa. Ese. Is it a blessing? Yes. Or do you want me to speak Gonja? Amen. Yes, I stayed there. You know, that's where we were brought up. Amen. Are you here? You've gone home. Yes. If you want to experience something great in the future, you have to prophesy good things into your life today. When you get up in the morning, look into the mirror and say, look, I'm a great man. I'm a powerful woman. There is no one like me. Is somebody here? Begin to speak good things about you. Say to yourself that I am a rich man. I'm a rich woman. I'm an influential person. My name will be heard all over. And see, when you keep on speaking these words into your spirit, you will become. You will become. You will become. Are you here? Look, let me pause here and advise the youth. You see, as we all know that things are very hard in our world and in our country. Oh, who knows that things are very... Oh, please, if you know that things... Please, if there's nothing hard for you, please let me come to you and then I can come and correct something. Hello? If things are okay for you, please lift up your hands and so that things are okay for you. You are fine, pa, so that I can come to you right now. Because we need a lot of money to finish our building. Hello, so that I can come to you right now. Is somebody here like that? Which means that we all agree that things are very hard. But you see, in the midst of it, I will encourage you for you to be positive. For you to be what? Positive. Believing that one day, there will be a change. One day, there will be a turnaround. As you keep on speaking, that one day, there will be a savior for me. One day, things will turn around for me. As you keep on prophesying, one day, things will turn around. Are you clapping for Jesus? Oh, yes. I want you to love the word of God. Amen. The word of God is very powerful. That is why it is good to come to church. Because here we preach the word of God. I'm a prophet by calling, but I love the word. Amen. I love the word. Before I will prophesy and listen, I want to teach, I want to preach. Are you here? Yeah. Because when I teach you, you are more built up. Amen. Yeah. When I teach you, you will be delivered from ignorance. Sometimes it is ignorance that makes people to behave in a certain way. Yes. It is ignorance that makes people to rise against their superiors. Oh, yes. Yeah. It is ignorance. Because why on earth will you think about rising against your superior? Okay. The person that gives you food, you see, pays you and all that. You see, you don't have to. Ignorance will make you rise. That is what Lucifer did. Yeah. He rose against his superior, and then he said, "Tale, you are going down. You can't be here." Hello? Are you here? You've gone home. Oh, are you here? You've gone home. So the word of God is very powerful, and we are going to eat the word of God.
God bless you for your time.